Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of Jesus, I pray. I ask you also, Lord, let miracles happen on the line. In the name of Jesus, over and over and over again. So many miracles. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for them. In advance, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And for the glory of God, we ask it. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on this prayer line. Good morning to all of you. Amen. Amen. And let's speak to the Lord. Amen. Good morning, Lord. God bless you.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. He is real. Let's try that again. Good morning, Lord. Amen.
Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is so, so great. I'm asking you if you would help us this morning, give him praise and adoration. And it's so very important. I believe God looks forward to the praise and adoration coming at 6 something in the morning. Amen. Let's commence the praise line. And when we open it up, would you please come in with your praise in the name of Jesus. And let's do it right now. Praise the Lord. Praise check, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you,
Hallelujah.
Your holy name. No, wait. Come on in. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For your blessing and for this day.
Thank
you've been so good to us and kind to us. We love you, Lord. We praise you. And we give you all the adoration.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. And we appreciate you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, praise your holy name, God. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the
Lord.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for praising the Lord with us. Amen. Just trying to follow the leadership of the Lord. I have instructions, and I'm just trying to do what he told me to do. I want us to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. And so many people around America and overseas are going through about now. And they're listening all over the world, and they need to be encouraged. I know you're concerned about your family, your home, things like that. But there are people, just millions of people, who need to be encouraged. And I want to open up this discussion this morning. Want to say a word to those who are going through burdens and who have so much on them. I want to encourage them and tell them that it is true. God will lift your heavy burden and lighten your heavy load. This is to the world. He will lift your heavy burden and he will lighten your heavy load. Can we give some encouragement? Is there anybody on the line who's ever had the Lord to lift your heavy burden and lighten your heavy load? You may come to us with a testimony, or do you have a word on this to substantiate that he will do that? He will lift your heavy burden and lighten your heavy load. Some of y'all have lost loved ones. He lifted your heavy burden. and lighten your heavy load. Some of you have been through financial strain so much, and you're a witness that he will lift your heavy burden. Some of y'all have been in the hospital and other things, but you are a witness this morning that God will and did lift your heavy burden and lighten your heavy load. If you're on the line this morning and you can talk on that, I'm opening up. This is the Wisdom Seminar. Just want to get a word from the Lord. You've been there. You've been through it. Will he lift your heavy burden and lighten your heavy load? I want you to talk on it. Is there anybody who wants to say a word? Amen. The line is open to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you and God bless everyone on the prayer line. We do honor everyone on here this morning. This Ambassador Pfeiffer, I just want to jump in and say that whenever there is a problem, the first thing, the Lord taught me this when my daughter passed, and I have been clinging on to it with dear life, and that is to confess my fault. My first fault is I can do nothing without God. And when I realized I could do absolutely nothing without God, then I learned to trust in him and do good. I learned to put all of my trust in him and lean not to my own understanding. So when I am in trouble or I see trouble coming my way that will overwhelm me, that will cause stress, heartaches, heart attacks, anxiety, the first thing I learned to do is, here, Lord, I'm giving it to you. This is not for me. And I thank God that I am yet being able to cling on to that, because I realize the problems that come my way, I can't solve them. So I just go to God and let him work it out. And I just praise God for being there for me and knowing that there is a God that can take care of every situation it is and never get my problems confused with anyone else and miss or look over what I need. God is always there to fix the problem. God bless you, and I just think we need to give it to God and let him work it out. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Somebody else, amen. You can say a word on that.
This is Ambassador Elect Dr. Lacey.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Yeah. We go through storms and we go through rain. But I'm here to tell you how God can lift your burden. All you have to do is carry it to him like Ambassador Pfeiffer said. Let him work it. I tell you, I've been through some dark days. Being I laid up and couldn't do nothing for myself. But I turned it over to God. I turned it over to him. My son way away and grandchildren way away, so there were nobody but Jesus, that he came in and sent people to stay and work and help and lend me a helping hand, that I didn't have to worry about I couldn't walk. I didn't have to worry about I couldn't talk, I couldn't do nothing but just hurt the things. But I tell you, he can lift the burden. I'm going right now, and I'm asking him to lift the burden. And I know that he will. He can, and he will do it. If you just keep still, give it to him. He'll work it.
Yes, he will. Thank you so much, Master Elect, Dr. Lacey. Does anyone else want to say a word in his behalf? Won't he lift your heavy burden? Go ahead.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Anybody else on the line? Know for a fact that he will do that. Because I'm trying to inspire someone over there in Africa and India. I wish you could see them now. They need to hear from you. Anybody else? You lift your heavy burden.
Oh, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Hagen. Yes, I am a living witness that God will lift your burden. I never forget the day when he lifted our heavy burden. There was an incident where we had three of our loved ones who were taken instantly in a car accident, the mother and her two daughters, and all three of them were very close to me. And I'll tell you, I didn't think I was going to get through it. Glory be to God. But I want you to know God came through and he lifted that burden. And at the end of the day, he saw me through and gave me my joy back. Yes, God will lift your heavy burden. God bless you. Back to you, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. The Wisdom Seminar, anybody else? You got a word on that?
Praise the Lord. Good morning to my chief ambassador. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning.
Mr. Stern. Amen. I am a witness too. Amen. I stand and testify. I have so many things that God has delivered and set me free from heavy loads. Amen. Just within the past 5 years. Amen. It was 10 children. Amen. My mother had 10 children. Amen. Eight of us was raised up together. Two were born, died when they were babies. But within the past, amen, 5 years, there were eight of us, and now it's only three of us. I've seen where I lost four siblings back to back to back, lost all two of my sisters and one within less than a year, came along, lost a brother, then another brother, amen, and I thought that I was not going to be able to make it, but my God, amen, praise the Lord. I'm not saying that it doesn't come across me sometime, but I know how to bear with it. It's like driving a car here in Illinois, and when the wind comes, that's why it's called the Windy City. When the wind comes, you got to know how to bear down in that with that wheel so you won't let that wheel loose. So when things go tough and things go wrong, amen, and the enemy want me to get into that move, I know how to bear down in the spirit. And I believe that's one reason why the Lord uses me in my prayer life, because I had to pray, amen, because I wasn't going to get through it if I didn't. So I just want to encourage someone, amen, and it may not just be in the foreign lands, it's right here on First Fruit Prayer Line, that you can and you will. And then during all that time, my husband was sick, and everybody was saying he ain't, they put out he was dead so many times, until I thank God that I know how to bear through that. Amen. Praise the Lord that he said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burdens are light. It may not seem like it's light in the beginning, but I tell you, as you go through the storm, just go through the storm and God will see you through. God bless you is my prayer.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Amen. So many wonderful comments here. Will he do it for you? Anybody else?
Hey, good morning. This is Brother Britt.
Brother Britt, go ahead.
God bless you. Today, 50 years ago, I lost my first husband. He was 27 years old, and I had three children and one on the way. Didn't know it. But the Lord took care of me for all that many years. Then I waited for 22 years before I got married again. And now I lost my second husband. I lost my second husband in 2008. And all through that long time, the Lord took care of me. Because when my first husband died, I had four children to raise. And I couldn't do it without the Lord. And if it hadn't been for the Lord, I don't know what I would have done. But God would have been merciful to me. Then he blessed me with the second husband, and now he's gone, and the Lord's still taking care of me because I'm here in the land of the living. And I don't know what I would have done if it wasn't for the grace of God. And my father was married twice and had eight children, and I'm the only one living. Out of eight children, I'm the only one living. So I got so much to be thankful for. So may God bless you, bless each and every one of you, and y'all have a blessed day in the Lord.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Mother Britt. Amen. All the way from North Carolina. God bless you. Anybody else wishing to say a word on that? He will lift your heavy burden and lighten your heavy load. Anybody else? Got a word for the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. I know to be a fact. Amen. I don't know. You might be.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This
good
is Mother Wilson, Memphis,
all right,
Tennessee.
Mother Wilson.
I'm grateful to this morning for the Lord being good to me, and I thank him for lifting my burden. I had a daughter, my baby daughter, was so sick after she had twins, and it seemed like we was just going to lose her anyway. I kept praying and reading scriptures, and God blessed her and pulled her through. It seemed like she was going out of here, she began the transformation. And she said it three times, and our lips were sealed. And the Lord blessed and brought her back. And she's in the land of the living today, just as fine and working. And God is good to us, and he let us know that he can bring us through every trial. I thank God for that. And I can say so many more things that God has brought me through. But we have to really lean and depend on him and believe that he's going to do when we pray. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you, Mother Wilson. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. I've got time. Actually, I got time for three more if you'd like to speak up. Will he lift your heavy burden? Do you have a testimony of what he did for you? How he lifted your heavy burden and lightened your heavy load? And then this is helping somebody and make known what God did for you, which will help somebody. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
God bless you. This is Mother Digby. I want to say in 1970, I had two brothers, because there were six of us. My oldest brother had a heart attack and died. And while we were at his funeral, my other brother stepped out. And when he stepped out, somebody passed by and shot him with a drive-by shooting. And I want to say, the police came and they didn't let anybody out the funeral home. But God blessed, and my brother, he went to the hospital, and the doctor didn't leave any orders for them to give him anything for pain, and the one that got shot was in a lot of pain. But God blessed, and my sister and I, we prayed, and we begged him to give him, and finally the doctor sent back an order for him to have something for pain, and he went to sleep. And the next day at 10 o'clock, we had to go and bury that brother, and God brought us through it. And just through everything, you have to learn how to trust in God. And when you learn, and then when my mother passed, the next year, my mother passed, and I couldn't, when they would sing that song, I sure would love to meet my mother. She told me she'd meet me there. I would be so hurt. But one Sunday, sitting in church, God lifted that burden, and I haven't had it since. And I just thank the Lord for all of his goodness down through the land. So everything I had to go through with, the Lord was always there with me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. God bless all of you. Is there anybody else want to speak? And I know some of you all hadn't said anything, but you know for the fact that God lifted your burden. How about you, Sister Lily Mays? Do you have anything for us this morning, how he lifted your burden? How about you, Ambassador?
Good morning.
Amen.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is Sheila 860. I truly thank the Lord.
Hello? We hear you. Go ahead.
Good morning. I truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day. I thank God for all he has done and what he is going to do. My mom died November the 6th of 2014. Throughout 2 to 3 years, I was traveling so much. You know, I was traveling down the dangerous highway at one point in time every month. I was heading to North Carolina from Connecticut because my mom was sick. She was in the hospital. And I tell you, God is just so good. I kept trusting and believing in him to know exactly what he's kept praying. I kept falling on my knee. As I traveled along those dangerous highway, I just kept praying, God, just give me the strength. You know, and I don't know what to be expected once I get there, but just give me the strength. Father God has given me and my family the strength. Some that are still upset today because my mom is going on home to be with the Lord. But I just ask God, and I'm the baby of 10. I'm the baby of 10, but I tell you, ask God to give me the strength. And when my mom passed away, everybody was so hurt and upset. I was hurt too, but I wasn't mad at God. I was hurt because my best friend is going on home. I was hurt because I just wanted to just touch her because my mom was my everything. She was my best friend. She was my everything. She was the rock. She was everything to us. So, but you know what? I prayed that night my mom passed. I said, God, I'm 50 years old. If you just give me the strength,
I'm the baby. I'm 50. I want to hold everybody else's arm up. Just give me the strength, Father God. And God did that. When we went to the funeral, when we was down south, God gave me so much strength. People was looking at me like I was crazy, like, what's wrong with you, Sheila? You're going to break down sooner or later. And I kept saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the strength, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And my sister told, and my sister, one of my older sisters, she said, well, that's when we was at the funeral home reviewing the body to make sure everything was good. And I said, God, I just kept walking around her cast. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And my oldest, by next to my older sister looked at me. She said, well, I'm being selfish. I'm not telling Jesus thank you. I said, well, God, I thank you for her. Oh, God, I thank you, thank you, thank you for all of my family. God, I know they're mad right now, but God, they still love you. Thank you, thank you. And that thank you, thank you, thank you has kept me to this day, to this day. So I just say, I thank God. I miss her, but God knows best. Thank you. You guys have a blessed day in the Lord.
Thank you so much. And all of you who have spoken here, I'm just trying to hear from God and obey him. I know he gave me this. He'll lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. Thinking it may be for somebody overseas, and you're right, it may be for somebody right here. It may be for my family. I don't know. I want to keep you all, excuse me, current with Brother Johnson. Brother Johnson is doing much better, much better. She's looking forward to her birthday party tomorrow, amen, Saturday at 5 p.m. here at the church that my father and she founded, Faith Deliverance, Church of God in Christ. And I want to just be honest with you. She has made the statement that she said after her birthday party, she says, I'm ready to go and be with the Lord. And I just don't want you all to be blindsided and not whatever the Lord's desire. The Lord spoke to me and told me to tell her 2 years ago, I think, that she can live as long as she wants to live. And she made the statement, as long as I'm in good health, I want to live. So we surrender to the will of the Lord, whatever God wants to do. Amen. And but I just want you all to be abreast of what's going on here in Kansas City, because you're part of the family too. And I know you're praying for our family. And I just want you to know what's happening. The Lord bless you and keep you. And thank you for sharing with us that he will lift every heavy burden, and he will lighten every heavy load. God bless all of you on the prayer line. God bless you. We do have another format that we do on the prayer line, and that is to get the prayer requests. And I want to ask this. Let me see. Ambassador Hagen, is it possible you can get the prayer request today? Or I know you're busy knowing me in the morning, but if you can, that would be great. And I know Ambassador Steph is normally busy in the morning. But some of you who are on the prayer line, if you'd like to get the prayer request, I'm open to it. Amen.
God bless you. Yes, sir, Chief. We'll do that for you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Ambassador Hagen, God bless you. The mind is open to you.
God bless you. God bless you. We do honor you, man, our Chief International Ambassador this morning, amen. Chief Ambassador Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Lines, amen. We thank God. We honor Mother Adeline Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Thank God for what he's doing for her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We do honor all of the ambassadors, all of the ambassadors elect, all of the broadcasters, every bishop, and everybody in your rightful place, and our family that's listening from all around the world. We do salute, amen, especially those that are in Amman, Jordan, and the regions around about. We thank God for all of you. And we're here now to open up for the prayer request. The Bible says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And it's the time, this is the moment now, that each of us can experience God doing something for us. I had a prayer request a few days ago. Hallelujah, didn't know how or when or how God was going to do it, but I want you to know God came through and he did it. And just as he did it for me, he is going to do it for each of you. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's his promise guaranteed today. Now we're going to open up the line for all of you who have a prayer request to let your prayer request be known. The lines are now open. Who will be the first?
My darling. We have a prayer request. Let's fill the air here.
Sister Karen Brown.
Praise God.
Prayer for Sister Jolene Garnett, Sister Thelma Rush, Lady Betty, Dr. Johnson, your mother, Mother Johnson, and everyone on the prayer line.
Oh, thank you so much. We received that request. Praise God. Who will be next?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Creed, Illinois. Greetings to Ambassador, the Chief Ambassador, and all the ambassadors and all the saints of God. I have an unspoken request. Pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you. We receive that in the name of Jesus. Glory. Next.
This is Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey. I have a serious prayer request. I'm getting ready to celebrate my 77-year birthday celebration, and things are going well, but God is just, I just need him so much to see me through this. Family will be coming from every direction here, and you know, and it's something that I wanted, something I didn't want, but the money that we raise it will go towards Mary's mission to keep the homeless program going. That one man in there named Mike, he's so disobedient. He's been Facebooking and doing a whole lot of things, and I had to do something that I didn't want to do, and that's get a court order on him to get him out. But God is so good, and I'm just asking him to lift this burden this morning away from me and away from Mary's mission.
Well, praise God. Thank you so much. Amen. Ambassador Lake, Dr. Lacey, we love you. Thank God. We believe God's going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. The lines are still open for prayer requests.
Mother Dixie, I'd like to request prayer for Elder McFadden, an elder, and he has a problem with his stomach. The doctors are not really sure, but I'm just requesting prayer for him and also for his companion. She has a problem with her knees.
Oh, bless his name. We will pray. Thank you so much for that request, Mother. Who will be next?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I had to step away from the phone for a moment, but this is Betty in Kansas City. And I just want to put our chief ambassador on there. If nobody else did, I didn't get a chance to hear it. But keep him on the prayer list this morning. And also, I have an unspoken request for myself.
Well, thank you so much, Ambassador Lady Betty. We will certainly do that. Thank you so much. Yes, who's next?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Thank you, Sister Lucia. We certainly will pray. Next.
Good morning. This is Evangelist Latanya, Arizona. I would like to put Dr. Jerry Stewart's family in prayer. He's went on to be with the Lord, and we just want to keep his family in prayer. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Evangelist Latanya. We certainly will. I believe we have... Chief, how many more would you like for me to get?
Let's take three more. I want to just give you Bishop J. Newell Haynes' family. The Haynes family.
Okay.
Okay. Haynes. We want to be with the Lord, Bishop Haynes.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. All right. We certainly will. Yes, Chief, we certainly will pray for Bishop Haynes' family.
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to put a gloom and doom on the prayer line here, but I don't know what I thought I was right to kind of let you all know what state Mother Johnson's mind is in as far as wanting to live. I didn't want to just drop that on y'all, and just in case, you understand. So let's
Amen.
Be cheerful. Amen. She's alive. Amen. Let's be cheerful.
Thank you. Thank you. We receive that, Chief. Thank you so much. Oh, hallelujah. The lines are still open. Is there another?
Sister Carvin, Texas, unspoken.
God bless you. Thank you, Sister Carvin, Texas. We certainly will pray.
Order Jackson, 912, unspoken.
Okay. 912, unspoken. Okay, I didn't get first name.
Aura Jackson.
Aura, Sister Aura Jackson. God bless you.
Yeah.
I wonder, is that any kin to Deacon Jackson out of Savannah?
No, I'm in Hinesville.
All right. God bless you. We certainly will pray.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much. We've heard the request that has been placed before the throne, and we'd like to get a few volunteers, amen, to pray for the first five. Who will
I feel one more.
One more.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord this morning.
Praise him. Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, we do.
God bless all of you. Chief Ambassador Johnson, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, Mother L.A. Johnson, Ambassador Stern, Pfeiffer, just all the ambassadors and everyone on the First Fruit Prayer Line this morning. This is Sister Mays 334, and I would like to put my family and myself on the prayer line. I have a sprain or twist ankle on the right one. I would like to put myself on the prayer line and my family and the whole nation. God bless all of you and love all of you. Thank you.
God bless you. We certainly will, Mother Mays. God bless you. Oh, bless his wonderful name. It's a moment that what a privilege we have to be able to take everything to God in prayer. And at this time, we're going to ask the prayer warriors as well as the intercessors how they dare prepare themselves and then to pray for these requests. We're going to ask for the first five for volunteer, amen, to take the first five requests now and bring it to the throne. God bless. Who will be that prayer warrior that'll pray?
Thank you.
Ambassador Hagan, I didn't take it down. Would you give me the first five? And I certainly will intercede.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we have, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have our ambassador-elect, Dr. Mary Lacey. We have Mother Digby. We have Lady Betty with her request that she has. We pray for the chief. Glory be to God as well for herself, unspoken. Glory be to God. We have Evangelist Ellington. Thank you, Lord. And we had the very first person, I didn't get their name.
Jolene Garnett.
Jolene Garnett.
Asking for prayer for Thelma Rush, Lady Betty, and everybody on the prayer line.
Well, I'm just going to pray, amen, because it went fast. I got Ambassador-elect Lady-elect Dr. Lacey, Mother Digby, Evangelist Ellington, Sister Garnett, and I'm missing one.
Sister Karen Brown.
All right. I'm sorry I didn't.
Sister Lucille.
Didn't take them down. I'm
Lucille.
And praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. I go. I don't want to prolong the time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before your throne this morning, Lord, and we just give you another thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. And God, we come this morning, oh God, and we continue to pray that you lift the heavy burdens, oh God. We're praying right now, God, that you will bring a sweet spirit among this prayer line in the name of Jesus. We bind the adversary, oh God, and lift up the burdens, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning we are grateful people, Lord God, and we're always up on a high beat. No matter what is going on, God, we still love you and we still appreciate you. And now this morning, oh God, we lift up our chief ambassador this morning in the name of Jesus. For I too heard, oh God, that we should lift him up In Jesus' name, oh God, we pray that you strengthen him, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, that you wrap your loving arms of protection around him, whatever he needs, God, supply his every need, because you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for Lady Ambassador Lady Betty, Lord, that you lift her up this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch the Johnson family as a whole this morning, Lord. Touch Mother Johnson, Lord, and we thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for the labor of love, oh God, that she's ministered unto your people. In the name of Jesus, let the celebration be, oh God, as they say, off the chain. Let it be, oh God, the greatest celebration that she's witnessed, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for the Mother of the nation, and we thank you, oh God, for all that have gathered around her, oh God, and bless her indeed. We thank you for bringing her to health, Lord God, and bringing her home, oh God. We say thank you this morning, oh Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Remember this morning, oh God, the prayer request for Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey. Oh God, we thank you for Dr. Lacey this morning, and we lift her up, oh God, and she asks, oh God, that the heavy burden will be lifted off her, oh God. Oh God, this morning you see and you know, and you care all about her, Lord, because you made her, and you know just what she's going through. We pray, oh God, that a birthday celebration will be a success, Lord, and she's taking the finances and putting it back into the ministry. Oh God, we thank you this morning because we know it's already done. Oh God, touch Mother Digby this morning, and our prayer requests go up before the throne this morning. I just only have the names of those that requested it, but God, you know everything, God, and the prayer requests that she asks, Lord. Remember, oh God, this morning, Evangelist Ellington, oh God, spoken requests, Evangelist Gloria Ellington, and why I'm saying Ellington, Lord, my brother name is Evangelist Kenny Ellington. Touch him today, Lord, while he's in the hospital. I know you're able, God, to deliver. And remember, oh God, Evangelist Gloria Ellington, unspoken, oh God, but it's spoken up in heaven. Lord, this morning, remember Sister Garnett. Oh God, we thank you for her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. As she asks us to remember, oh God, Evangelist Russia. Oh God, touch her this morning, heal her this morning, lift her up this morning, in the name of Jesus. Remember the prayer request for Sister Carol Brown, oh God, this morning. We know, oh God, that the first five that we prayed for, oh God, that you're blessed indeed, and we thank you for what you've already done, and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Back into your hands, Ambassador Hagen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern. Oh, wow. We thank God for that effective prayer for the first five. Hallelujah. And as the prayer warriors prepare themselves, amen, we will take the next five. Hallelujah. Will another prayer warrior, amen, just step up and take the microphone. It's in your hands.
Amen. I will, but I don't know who they are. This is Evangelist Latanya.
Okay. Yes, Sister Lucille. Evangelist Latanya, we're going to be praying for Dr. Stewart, his family, our Bishop Haynes family, that was requested by Chief Ambassador, our Sister Cobb in Texas, and our Sister Oral Jackson, her request.
Amen.
And Dr. Jerry Stewart's family.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
Father God, we just thank you this morning. We just praise your holy name, Lord God. We come humble, God, before your throne of grace, God, just thanking and praising you, God, for everything that you're doing already, Lord God. Father God, I uplift each and every individual on this prayer list, Lord God. We ask you to meet their needs, Lord God. Meet them at the point of their need, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet those, Lord God, with unspoken prayer requests, God. God, meet those, Lord God, that are in need of healing, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask you to meet
keep those, Lord God, those that are in bereavement right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, cover them, God. Comfort them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let them know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that, oh, my God, there's no sorrow, Lord God, that you can't fix, Father God. And we just thank you right now, God, for meeting the needs for Miss Ora Jackson, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, you know just what she needs, Lord God, what she's standing in need of, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God, from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God. And those she's standing in proxy praying for, God, as well, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just ask, Lord God, that you meet the other needs of the other people on the prayer request, God. I ask you to forgive me because I forgot the names, but God, I ask you to meet those needs, Lord God, of those people, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Meet them at the point of their need, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, God. I continue to uplift Chief Ambassador Johnson, Lord God, and his family, his mother and his wife, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to give him the strength, God, that he needs, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep him encouraged, God. Continue to keep him steadfast and unmovable, God, in the things of you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, for this. His health and his strength, Lord God. And Lord God, even his wife, Lord God, her unspoken request, God. Father God, I just thank you for the first family, Lord God. I ask you, Lord God, to continue to meet the needs, God, in the name of Jesus. Meet the needs in their church, meet the needs in their family, meet the needs in their marriage, meet the needs in their health, meet the needs in their finances, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, you know all things, God, and you see all things. And God, we ask you to continue to strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father God, I ask you to meet each and every one of those people on the prayer list. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, my. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that powerful and effective prayer as well. We know the Lord heard it. Amen. And we're looking forward and into the praise reports for the results. We have our one other that's left on the request. Amen. And our is Mother Lily Mays for her family, for herself, et cetera. And we're going to ask the prayer warriors or the intercessors, whoever would like to take this last request, amen, to please come forth and take the mic. The mic is yours.
Father, we thank you right now. We honor you, O God, this morning. We glorify your name, O God, this Friday. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the prayers that have gone up before the throne of grace. And we know, O God, that you will answer call. We know, oh God, that you hear our cry and you hear our plea. And we bow down before you this morning, Lord Jesus, just to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to your name. We bow down before you just to praise and humble ourselves before you, Lord Jesus, and lift you up. You said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. We pray right now, oh God, hallelujah, that we be drawn closer to thee. Give us a closer walk with you, oh God. Bless us to Lily Mays in a special way. Bless her family, oh God. Bless the nation, Lord Jesus. All those that she's praying for. Touch her ankle, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can work it out. Just let your angels, oh God, of mercy, touch, oh God, her feet in Jesus' name. Let them remove the pain, oh God, and the agony that it is causing. Let her walk, oh God, according to your will and your way. Let her have that natural walk back in Jesus' name. Let it be returned, oh God, and let her, when she walk on that foot, remove the pain, remove the stress, remove it, oh God, we pray right now. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your blessings. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you because of the anointed line this morning. And we pray right now, oh God, for all the bereaved family on the line in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, that every service that they attend, that some soul be saved in Jesus' name. And we pray that the prayers of the righteous will avail as much, and that it will go, oh God, hallelujah, and perform your word that you sent it out to do in your mighty name. And we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the prayer line. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for the prayer seminar this morning in Jesus' name. And we pray that it even lift burdens and bring comfort to the hearts of everyone. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you. We will glorify you this day. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Hank.
Julie Hagan, amen. God bless you, and what a wonderful job. God bless you. Back into your hands. Praise
God. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. We thank God for you and for that effective, powerful prayer that you also prayed. We thank God for Ambassador Stern and Evangelist Latanya and Ambassador Pfeiffer for those powerful prayers. Amen. And we thank God because we believe that it's done in the name of Jesus. And we, too, join our faith with the faith of all the many others, prayer warriors, those that have been heard and those who are praying in the background, those who join us by way of the Internet, the World Web, and those who join us by live listeners that you weren't able to hear their voice, but they also join in the prayer. And we give God the praise and we call it all done. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Chief Ambassador, God bless you, sir.
Yes.
It's back to you.
God bless you. You always do an excellent job, and thank you so very, very much. I was wondering if there's anybody, I got time, if you'd like to ask for prayer or if you have a praise report, let it be known here before we close here today.
National Ambassador Johnson, I'm requesting that Pastor Stern would pray for Mother Johnson, for you, and for your entire brothers and sisters, and the entire Johnson family. I'm requesting that. Yeah, Mother Johnson, I love her. I haven't been calling her because I want her to rest. But we know without a shadow of a doubt that God is able. We know she ain't dead. We know all of that. But I know what God can do. It needs strength. And also pray for the Henderson family. Brother Henderson lost his son, 41 years old. Dora Henderson, the Pete's nephew, passed away on day before yesterday. And we ask that God to bless you. You've put so much to help us all. So now we ask that you to allow us to ask God to give you some strength.
All right. Ambassador Stern, if you're there and you can, amen. Please allow that. Go ahead, if you want to pray for us.
I've been obedient, but Ambassador, I started out praying for you all, but I'll put another prayer on you. I started out and I prayed for you and Mother Johnson and the family. I just have to be obedient. We'll pray again. Amen. I thought we would give a little time to the conference since we had a little time to talk about it, but I'll close. If that's your desire, I'll go ahead and I'll be obedient. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come again and again, and we can never, oh God, stop coming to your throne for mercy. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, the first fruit prayer line, oh God, offer this prayer up, one body fitly joined together, one prayer going up to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we lift up our chief ambassador, your servant, oh God. You see him, you know him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, sometimes we have to come out with a happy face, but deep down on the inside, Lord God, oh God, you got to go in there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch him, Lord God. We know, oh God, that it's not easy. We know, oh God, that it's not easy to hear a mother saying, I'm ready to go, but oh God, let him hear your voice in the name of Jesus. Oh God, let him know that, oh God, that you are a comforter. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, this morning we pray for our chief ambassador. We come as the Aarons and to the Moses and lift up his hand. Oh God, his hands, his feeble hands, oh God. Lift them up in the name of Jesus, we pray. Give him that extra strength, oh God. Sometimes, God, we need an extra touch. We know, oh God, that you got us, but sometimes the natural man hurts, God, in the name of Jesus. The natural soul hurts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch him. Touch.
Yes, Lord.
Up, oh God. We believe in you, oh God, that you'll lift this burden off him, Lord. We believe you, oh God, that you'll bring joy in the morning. Oh God, you say weeping may endure for a night, but joy
joy will come in the morning. Touch Lady Betty, Lord God, Ambassador Lady Betty. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, some of us, we're not there. We don't see it, but we feel it, Lord God. We don't know everything, but God, you know. And God, this morning, we lift up the family. We lift up the Johnson family. We lift them up before you, oh, God. This is a special family, the first family, oh, God. We lift them up. We lift them up today, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that you will meet every need. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, put the joy bells in them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let our chief ambassador be able to still minister, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we touch and agree. Say to them, the blood of Jesus is against you. Say to them, the blood of Jesus is against you. It's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we walk in that house today, in Mother Johnson's house, Lord God. We take the doom off, Lord God, and put the joy in there, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And knowing you as we do, oh, God, she can't go nowhere until you say, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for a joyous birthday celebration tomorrow. We pray, oh, God, that with this joyous celebration, birthday celebration, that you'll lift it off for Lord God in the name of Jesus. Let them be able to praise you and thank you, Lord God, and appreciate the life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We know that she do, but oh God, you got to come in a way that nobody knows, Lord, that nobody knows, Lord God, and we know that you're going to do it. We know you're going to do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them look at it as a home-going celebration, but let them look at it as life. Life, life, life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, I'm just only praying what you tell me to pray, Lord God, because I don't understand everything myself, God, but you know everything, Lord. You see, you know, and you care. And, God, we don't want to leave off the prayer line this morning, oh, God, with a doom spirit. We want to leave off with the joy bells ringing in our souls. Oh, God, Ambassador-elect Dr. Mary Lacey asks that we pray for the Henderson family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And I believe we're praying for the bereaved everywhere, Lord God. All over the line, people are hurting, God. But you know how to come in and soothe them in the name of Jesus. We just talked about on the, oh, God, we just shared with one another, oh, God, on the wisdom seminar, oh, God, that God will lift every heavy burden. Yes, he will. If you put it in his hand, you got to put it in his hand and don't pick it back up. Just keep rejoicing in the Lord. Oh, God, we bind together this morning. First fruit prayer line. Oh, God, is saying that we love the families all over the land. We love one another, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And we give you the glory, the glory. Hallelujah. We'll never be angry, oh, God, to what you do. Because your will is the perfect will. Hallelujah. Who can stand against the will of the Father? Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, give us wisdom, oh, God, to what to say. Oh, God, let us be wise in how we handle this thing, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Because the very thing we may say may be the very thing, God, that may be offensive. But give us sweet words, oh, God. Sometimes it's just good not to say nothing but just let you handle it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We realize that the family is sensitive right now, God, and we must handle them, oh, God, very fragile, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We praise you. I have that much wisdom to know, oh, God, that we have to handle them very delicate in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. Still learning, oh, God. We talked last night on the wisdom, oh, God, on the youth prayer line, oh, God, and all that getting. Oh, God, let us get the knowledge and the understanding. And, oh, God, we don't know the pieces to everything, but we still yet know that God is good. Be the name of the Lord. And we thank you today in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Jesus. I was obedient unto you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Stern.
My God, I feel better. And so thank you for that second prayer. God bless you. We do want to just say a word, or if any of the ambassadors are on the line, can say a word for the convention, which is coming June 11th through the 14th. Anybody? All right. God bless you. On the 11th through the 14th, we're planning something. Oh, my God. The Lord is planning this. Amen. He said to tell you all that you have an assignment, and he wants you to take your assignment. For he's getting ready to give something that will completely touch the world. He said it's going to touch the world. I hope you take your assignment. Be there, because it's going to be a great move on the Lord. Amen. More so instructions from him on what he would have you to do, because he wants you to be in the forefront of touching the world. And amen, it's going to be available to you. Amen. I don't have the instructions yet, but I know God said it, and he's going to give them instructions to touch the world. Amen. So I hope you take the assignment. I'm saying that again. Hope you take the assignment and be there, because the Lord wants you there. Amen. I don't know who all is going to be there. We're going to have that. Maybe I'll be a few people to find out from you all who are going to be there at the convention. So we can plan better for you. Amen. There's anyone? Go ahead.
Chief Ambassador, this is Ambassador Stith. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to encourage everyone to come to this awesome, oh, Jesus, prayer conference, praise conference. Amen. And I was listening on and off because I'm kind of tied up at the moment. But amen. Let me say this. Some things are going to happen. It can happen. God set the tone for the prayer already. For mm-hmm. some things to happen when the prayer was prayed earlier by Ambassador Stern. He's still setting that tone for the conference. If you feel that you're still yet in the valley of loneliness, I heard loneliness this morning. I heard vows of tears this morning. I felt in the Holy Ghost there was winds of persecution that has blown through the line, and storms are still setting with opposition, but the prayer was broken. The prayer that came through Ambassador Stern broke it through the blood of Jesus. Every yoke was broken. That's what this prayer line has been built on, praise and prayer. An outcome, a manifestation of deliverance. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I know in this conference, some things are going to happen. You cannot stay in a traumatic state, saints of God. I heard trials of suffering. Glory to God. I heard the woman of God pray. God, let some things happen, shift and change in the atmosphere. Chief, I grab hold to faith when you say, when praying miracles like we've never seen in 2015, I could see the spiritual realm as the prayers went to heaven. God turned the tears to triumph this morning, every gloom to glory this morning. Hallelujah, and I received it in the Holy Ghost. Tears to triumph, gloom to glory, 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 every word to worship, 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 praise, 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 glory, every heartache and honor, burden to hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And I'm just going to leave this line. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God shifted the atmosphere, granted every heartache. So hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's all praise him.
Joy, 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 joy. Peace, 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 peace. Tears to triumph, to triumph, to triumph, to triumph. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Gloom to glory, 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 glory. I
I believe in the manifestation power of the Holy Ghost and of the Word. I believe in the blood of Jesus, glory to God, that cleanses us this morning. I thank God when he said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew the strength. Let him renew, let him renew, let him restore, glory to God. Let him reclaim this morning. Hallelujah. 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 We walk in by faith and not by sight. We give you glory because all power is in his hand this morning. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. If I don't believe it, then the prayer was in vain. God, I believe your prayer. I believe your word. I believe the anointed vessels that they came through. God, you said when two or three are gathered in your name, something must happen in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Let the ruach and the wind of God shift the atmosphere. Take us high above principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. God, we see you. We see you. We hear you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're coming under your anointing, your yoke, to show anointing, the power, the wind, let it blow from the north, south, and the east, and the west this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I heard someone say that he's able, but let him be God, because he is able. God bless you, Chief. Thank you, thank you. Come to the conference. Come with your cup filled. If you feel like you're empty and you need some more, come to Arkansas. Hallelujah, where the cup is always overflowing. We're always full, glory to God. Hallelujah. If your head has been lifted down and God raise it up, you will know you never want to go there anymore. You'll say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, I got it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. In all things, I'm going to give him thanks. Glory.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank
all
you.
Of you encouraged me this morning. Thank you so
thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you, thank you, thank
you. You encouraged me so much. Amen. And we are marching on. Amen. We're marching on. God bless all of you on the prayer line this morning. I'm about out of time. Amen. God bless you. And we see him. Amen. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
God bless all of you on the prayer line today. We're going to leave you, and may you embrace that phrase. Amen. Because whatever God does, that's we ought to praise him. And everything you praise, give thanks for, this is the will of God concerning you. All right. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful weekend. Amen. Amen. And may the Lord. Did somebody say something?
Praise
all
God.
Right,
God bless you. I just want to add on just a little to what was being said about the convention. And I thank God for that anointing and remind you everybody to save the date. The date is June 11, 12, 13, 14. Might want to circle it on your calendar already. We are excited about it. Miracles like you've never seen in 2015. And you also want to save the place, Jacksonville, Arkansas, because as what has already been prophesied, it shall come to pass. And don't forget, today is that very special day. I know it's a blessing to give every day, amen, and be a blessing to this great ministry. And for those of you who are on the radio and still listening for the grace period, we just want to encourage all of you that you can also sow your seed as well. Today is our Chief Ambassador's Day, and today we just would like to be a blessing to the man of God. And as doing so, I believe, if it's okay, our Chief Ambassador, Ambassador Hodges, he has information to how they can sow it, and you'll be able to get it immediately. If you will allow that, we would like for her to, you know, give that information if you would allow
she's
it.
She's in. Amen. God bless you. Let me just give the information. I don't know if she's in. But the information is, if you would like to send it through Walmart, you can go and send it to Bernard Johnson of Walmart, Overland Park, Kansas. And the P.O. box is P.O. box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas. NIC code is 66225. And we're trying to do a lot of things. So if you want to be blessed and you want to bless it, anybody who'd like to still get the line, and then the blessing is open to you. All right. Again, that's PO Box 26593 in Overland Park, Kansas. Praise the Lord for you if you'd like to be a blessing. And the zip code is 66225. You can either drop that in Walmart, which we'll get in just a few minutes. Call us with the reference number, or either if you have to mail it, know that it will take about 10 days to get here. But if you want to send it today, that you can just send it to Bernard Johnson over in Park, Kansas, and it'll get to us in just a few minutes. We'd appreciate it. Don't forget to get the reference number and call this number with your reference number, 913-406-4845. 913-406-4845. God bless you. Back to you and Master Hagen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Chief Ambassador. And we do have an audience that's listening, and they are concerned. They do care about what goes on in this ministry. And we thank God that God is bringing them forward. We ask to continue to keep them and the listeners in prayer, and as God continue to bring them forward. And may God be able to bless you, and we're looking forward to the exciting moment of the convention. Also, we wish Mother, amen, a happy birthday, and then we would play that birthday tribute again, but we're going to hold it for later because we're believing the Lord for an exciting day tomorrow, and that we do invite our listeners here from the blog radio, amen, to also reach out and touch her as well. And we thank God for you, Chief, and it's back to you, sir.
God bless you. All right. Remember, I tell you, no matter what you're going through, just remember that it's going to be all right. I'm closing with this today. I got a feeling that everything will be all right. And keep praising the Lord in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Bless you all of you, the Father bless you. Lord bless every person remaining on this line in an ultra, ultra awesome way. Give them their heart's desires. Make a way out of no way. And God grant miracles. Let them experience the miracles that you're bringing on this day. In the name of Jesus. I believe it, Lord. As I know that faith moves you, I believe in you for phenomenal miracles. For the people on this prayer line. Help them to recognize a miracle when it happens to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you again and again and again and again for these miracles. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. Have a wonderful day.
Have a wonderful day.